The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Vibrational medicine, along with alternative therapies, can mean total body wellness for you. This is Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health with Lynn Waldrop. Vibrational medicine encompasses many modalities: sound, color, light, magnets, and more. You'll learn how to use these proven concepts to stimulate muscles, organs, and bones to their natural state of resonance. Now, here's your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Lynn Waldrop, and you're listening to Good Vibrations. Today, we have a special guest, Suzanne Stone, who is my upline director and distributor for the Biomat company. And the Biomat is an amazing tool that you're going to hear all about today. And if I sound a little gruff, it's because I had bronchitis last week, and I laid on my Biomat all week to try to get myself better so I could do the show today. So welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you, Lynn. Pleased to be with you.
Well, we're so happy to have you. I just love the Biomat. It's one of my favorite tools in all of my vibrational medicine tool belts. So let's just jump right in. So how did they create the Biomat, and tell everybody a little bit about exactly what it is?
The Biomat is an FDA-approved durable medical device, and it is a combination of a nice blend of technology and natural components. It creates far infrared, a man-made form of far infrared, and it has a layer. The top layer of the Biomat is amethyst crystals, and it also has a negative ion generator. So in addition to the far infrared heat that is passed through the amethyst crystals, giving it a more natural quality, it is also putting anyone who is on a Biomat in a field of negative ions as well.
And why is that good for the body?
Oh, there are lots of good reasons. Amethyst, for instance, is has been known and used for eons as a healing stone. It is infrared in nature. And the far infrared, NASA pretty much put the far infrared made it popular with their suits that they made for the astronauts and the chimpanzees when they were sending them out into space, and they were not coming home very healthy because they weren't getting those healthy rays that we would ordinarily get from the sun. So NASA made suits for their space travelers that generated man-made infrared. And so in the infrared and also the negative ions that are generated, the negative ions are help to increase your pH levels. Negative ions are the feel-good ions. They're why when you're walking on a beach or in the mountains, you have that sense that of well-being. Negative ions increase serotonin levels. Are beneficial in alertness and mental energy. They help to detoxify. Negative ions are important in getting nutrients into cells and waste out of the cells. So being on a Biomat and being in a field of these negative ions is a very, very beneficial state to be in.
And how was the Biomat created?
It's an interesting story. The owners of the company, Richway International, were international jewelry owners, and they had purchased an amethyst mine in Korea, and found when they would visit the mine, there would be people sitting at the opening to the mine, and they were there for the healing qualities that they were receiving from being there at the mine. So with their expertise of Calvin and Gina Kim, they blended their business experience and their jewelry experience and combined these three components of infrared and negative ions and amethyst, and almost 20 years ago developed the biomass.
Wow, I didn't realize that had been out for so long.
Uh-huh. Not for the first 7 or 8 years, it was the owners are Korean, and the biomats are made in Korea, and they were only available in Korea. And at this point in time, they're available internationally in many, many countries.
Fabulous. So, you know, I look at some of the literature from the biomat, and one of the things I find fascinating is like the picture of the electric heating pad versus the biomat. So for people that just go out and for their normal aches and pains, they've been out running or walking, or they've done a little bit too much exercise, or they're the couch potato that tries to do a bunch of sports on the weekends, and they get a heating pad. What's the difference between a heating pad and what the biomat will do for the body?
That's a great question, Lynn. With the heating pad, it heats the surface. So wherever your body touches a heating pad, that's where your body is, the temperature of your body is increased. It's an external heating mechanism. With infrared heat, infrared are light rays that penetrate deep into the body, so 6 to 8 inches into your body, and they increase your internal temperature. So that's very different. And for so many things, increasing core temperature is important for a number of health conditions. So increasing your core temperature with a biomat is a temperature that you can maintain for up to 4 hours. With a heating pad or a hot bath or perhaps a jacuzzi bath, heating of the body only maintains for about 15 or 20 minutes. So in a lot of health conditions, for instance, cancer, one of the things that cancer does not like is high temperatures. So being able to increase the body's internal temperature and then maintaining it for up to 4 hours has great benefits.
And I have a friend who had bought a far infrared sauna for her basement, and I went, oh, don't do that. You need to get a biomat instead. Mm-hmm. And she ended up getting a biomat after our conversation. Tell the audience what the damage that a sauna can do versus what the biomat does.
It's generally not recommended that you heat your cranium to those elevated temperatures that the saunas might reach of 120 or 30 degrees. With the biomat, you essentially have a portable sauna. So you can lay on your biomat, put your head on a pillow, your cranium maintains a cool temperature, your body temperature can be elevated to high levels, you are able to produce a sweat, and that whole detoxification process. However, your cranium remains cool, and due to that contrast, it's more of an elevation of your immune system and a much more beneficial way of having a high-level sauna treatment.
Now, you mentioned cancer a few minutes ago. Isn't it true that in Korea and Japan that they actually use the biomat as a type of cancer treatment?
They do. There's a center, cancer clinic, the Garden Center in Japan, and they did a good bit of research with their clients using the biomats in treatment, and not only did they find that tumors were reduced in size by this elevation of temperature in the way that it's delivered with the biomat, but also that by increasing core temperature of 1 degree Celsius, that can create an immune system boost of up to 40%.
Wow.
So that's very significant for not just cancer, but other conditions. So in that particular instance, in the cancer clinic, the Garden Center, they actually use two biomats at once. There are a number of sizes available. There are bed sizes, there's a massage table size, and there's a chair size. And in their application is to put someone or their patients in their clinic on the massage table size biomat and then place the mini mat, which is about 17 by 33 inches, and then place that on the top of the body so that the infrared rays are directed to the area where the issue is, and they're coming from both the back side of the body and the front side of the body simultaneously.
Do they have any kind of research on the results of how successful that is?
Yes, Lynn, there are some. In fact, on my website, on my homepage of my website, there's a link to a PDF of the book of their research findings.
Do you want to go ahead and give everybody your website?
Certainly. It's www.biomat101.com.
All right. So with that information, we're going to go ahead and go to a break. But again, that was www.biomat101.com. Check it out on the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Hi, welcome back to Good Vibrations. This is Lynn Waldrop. Today with me is Suzanne Stone. She's a managing director at Richway International, who is the head of the Biomat company. And today we're talking about the Biomat. Her website is www.biomat101.com. Welcome back, Suzanne.
Thanks, Lynn.
All right, so we were talking about how the biomat works with the body. So can you explain a little bit more about what it does?
A little explanation that I like to use, Lynn, as we all know, heat expands things. And in our bodies, we have a number of fluid systems, circulatory, lymph system, nervous system, digestive system. Even our musculoskeletal system has a fluid component. And since heat expands, if these systems are compromised at all or sluggish or constricted, the application of heat by way of the biomat will actually expand those fluid systems. So there's a can be an improvement in circulation, oftentimes blood pressure regulation is achieved. Lymph system, so there's reduction in swelling and inflammation, and part of the detoxification process by the increase in the lymph vessels. The nervous system, cranial sacral fluid, with the use of the biomat, then relaxation is one of the most noticed, I think, with almost everyone, of the, how much benefit there is from anxiety or stress or increased relaxation with use of the biomat. Digestive system, oftentimes, as far as digestion, elimination, detoxification, there are benefits. Also, musculoskeletal, the release of lactic acids. Chronic pain, joint pain, muscle pain, benefits often reported in that department.
I know I use it in my office all the time, and I use it together with an AMI 750, which is a sound therapy machine. But the combination of the two of them just really does so much good for the clients. I had a gentleman who had Parkinson's, and he said that he just could not sleep at all. At most, he got 2 hours of sleep a night, even though his tremors were not very bad. Apparently, the body still does those tremors, even though you can't visually see them that well. And so he had a terrible time sleeping, and that also was diminishing his mental capacity. And he came for one treatment on the biomat, and he called me the next day and said, all right, how do I get one? Because he slept 6 hours at night, and he hadn't slept 6 hours in over 10 years.
Wow.
And so
wow.
It just kept getting better and better and better. And he even called me and told me that he had a meeting in his office, and he stood up there and he thought everything was fine until he turned around and everybody was just looking at him in a daze. And he said that he was spitting off all these math equations that he was doing in his head that he hasn't done for a long time either. So even the people around him noticed that his mental clarity just was increased tremendously.
That's a great testimonial. That's a great one. I use my biomats, or have used biomats, in my practice as well for about 6 years. I am a Rolfer. I do body work and have for 20 years, and I incorporated the biomat into my Rolfing session 6 years ago, and would not want to work with clients at all without my biomat. It's become a major part of my sessions. My clients love being on it during their session. It makes their Rolfing sessions more enjoyable. It makes my work easier. They integrate the work faster. It's just been a blessing for me in my Rolfing practice as well.
Yeah, I mean, it just completely relaxes a person. So any of you massage therapists that are out there, if you ever have a Chatty Cathy doll on your table or someone who's just kind of feisty and rolling around and can't really get comfortable, something like a biomat just puts them out in a heartbeat. As soon as you get on it and you feel the heat, and it doesn't even have to be that much heat. And Suzanne, why don't you tell them a little bit about there are varying degrees of heat that they can actually lay on that do different things to the body.
Yes, there are a number of settings. The range of settings for the biomat are from 95 to 158 degrees. And obviously, 158 degrees, that highest setting, would be the setting for sauna level detox. The lower settings, 95, 104, 113, are more general use therapeutic settings. Even though I live in Southwest Florida, I have slept on a biomat for 6 years. I generally sleep on it in the 104 to 113 range, and there are some settings in between, and it's really based on a person's just preference. Some seem to have more therapeutic benefit for some people than others, but it's nice that there are these 8 settings to choose from. And the biomats have a sleep timer on the larger sizes. There are 3 bed sizes and a massage table size, and they all have time settings on them as well, 2, 4, 8, and 12-hour settings. So you have a way of setting a period of time to be on it, and it will shut off at the end of that period as well. So that's a nice feature.
I just want people to know, even though you're hearing us talking about sleeping on it, and believe me, last week when I was sick, I was sleeping on it myself. I don't want you to hear that you have to be on it for 8 hours. The Parkinson's gentleman was only on it for an hour. I have 2 little old ladies that are in their 80s and almost 90s that came to see me, and they both had neuropathy in their feet, and they've hobbled around. One of the ladies said she had arthritis and neuropathy for 30 years and has been in constant pain. But people from that generation don't act the way we do when we're in pain. They just know that you just have to deal with it and keep going. And so their daughter just brought her over to try it. And actually, I was working on the daughter and just put her on the mat to try it. And she couldn't believe it. And they ended up buying mats, both of these ladies, because they said they were pain-free for the first time in 30 years from arthritis and neuropathy.
What a great story that is. And I know, and for some people, that, you know, the applications can just, they vary. Some people that I've had customers that purchase them because they work in a very cold office and they sit at a computer all day and it's freezing in their office and they want to sit on a biomat all day. I have people that have a biomat on a spare bed in their in their spare bedroom or their guest room, and they'll take a 15-minute biomat nap or regeneration nap once or twice a day if that's what they want to do. And some people do several hours. Some people sit on them while they're watching TV in the evenings. It really, really varies according to your preference and your needs. I love to sleep on mine. I feel as though it's a low-level detox by sleeping on it at low temperatures all of the time. So I do every evening. In fact, I was just away over the weekend, and I took one of the mini sizes of biomats with me on that trip, and I was only gone for 3 nights, but had to have a biomat along with me anyway, even though it was only three nights.
Now tell them the difference between the mini mat has tourmaline and amethyst in it, and it's only around 9 pounds, but the one that's like a massage table size is 25 pounds and it's all amethyst. Tell them the difference between
that's
them.
Correct. Well, in the mini mat, the size is much smaller. It's a third to a fourth of the size of the professional size mat, which is the massage table size mat. And the negative ions are generated. It's a reaction between the plates in the mat where the infrared is generated and the DC current that is in the controller. So that's how negative ions are generated. And due to the fact that the mini mat is much smaller than the professional size mat, it's not capable of generating as much of a volume of negative ions as the larger mats. Therefore, they included alternating rows of tourmaline with the amethyst because tourmaline is a negative ion generator in nature. So by putting the negative ion or the tourmaline in there, it increases the production or the amount of negative ions that the mini mat increases. So it's a better ratio by including that.
Great. So I know, especially in the situation of like blood clots and things like that, one of the things that the BioMat does is that vasodilation you were talking about with the fluid systems and opening things up. But I think that deserves maybe a little bit more information, because it really does just clean everything out. It moves everything through the body so quickly.
As we said before, you know, the increase in those fluid systems, it's going to help keep passageways clearer. It's going to help move things through there. It's going to increase nutrition and detoxification while that's happening. A number of real beneficial things that for lots of different conditions. And circulatory blood pressure, we hear often about how blood pressure medications are reduced, or insulin requirements are reduced by people that use their BioMats regularly. And you mentioned neuropathy. We have some thermographic pictures of the benefits to people or a particular person through this thermography, of how in the thermography pictures you can actually see the change in the circulation and in their the leg. So lots of benefits.
And all that can, again, go to mental clarity as well, because when things are moving through the body better, with increased circulation and all that, it actually is pumping more oxygen and more blood to the brain.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and lots of mental clarity benefits from not only the amethyst. That's one of the benefits of amethyst. You know, amethyst is infrared in nature, and also that's one of the qualities of, it's been known as a healing stone, and it's, the mental clarity is one of the benefits of amethyst. And by passing the infrared through the amethyst, it gives it a totally different quality than just man-made infrared. It changes the, quote, frequency of the infrared that is generated, so it gives it a more natural or bioavailable form or state, so that it is more readily absorbed and utilized by the body.
Great. All right, on that note, we're going to take our second break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the BioMat with Suzanne.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that allergies can manifest themselves in unique ways? Try this. Write something before a meal, and then, an hour later, write again. If you see a drastic change, check out each food and beverage you have ingested and see which ones affect the writing area of the brain. During an allergic response, your pulse, breathing, and behavior can change. These symptoms can occur inside, outside, and after exposure to foods, dust, pollen, mold, or chemicals. Learn more when you tune into Are Unsuspected Allergies Ruining Your Life? With Doris Rapp, MD, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness. Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain? Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792.
If you'd rather send an email, our email address is linsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Hi, welcome back to Good Vibrations. This is Lynn Waldrop. Today we have Suzanne Stone, who is the Managing Director at Richway International. She's my upstream director for the Biomat company, and that's what we're talking about today. Suzanne's website is www.biomat101.com, and welcome back, Suzanne.
Thanks, Lynn.
So we're talking about different types of injuries and symptomology that this works best for, and we've talked about neuropathy and blood pressure and insulin and Parkinson's. I know you travel all over the United States doing different shows with the Biomat. What are some of the other top diseases that people use this for?
Oh, detoxification is, you know, a big thing for a lot of conditions, you know. To be able to detox and reduce inflammation, I think it's pretty much the consensus is that, you know, inflammation is the beginning of most of our imbalances and conditions that we're challenged by. And so anything that we can do to detoxify and reduce that inflammation and clean up our system a bit is beneficial. One of the practitioner groups that use biomats in their practices would be the colon hydrotherapists. I have a number of distributors that do colon hydrotherapy. They either use them in as a pre-treatment, maybe put someone on a biomat for 30 minutes prior to their session. And again, here's the expansion theory, that heat expands and the infrared penetrates a number of inches. So that whole elimination system and the colon is opened up, so that when the colon hydrotherapy sessions are administered, it's a much easier and more beneficial treatment. There are a number of different modalities that use biomats in their practices. Chiropractors, you mentioned massage therapists, acupuncturists. We have a group of energy psychology folks. Sometimes therapists will actually use mini mats in their chairs when they're doing some mental health care work, so that their clients feel more comfortable, more relaxed, and de-stressed a bit during their sessions, so that they can benefit more greatly. Acupuncturists will often have biomats on their tables, so once they've placed their needles and their patients are left to work with that for 15 or 20 minutes, they're on a biomat, and the consensus is that that actually amplifies or promotes that process for them as well. Massage therapists, Reiki practitioners, a lot of various types of energy workers use the biomats in their practices as well. Chiropractors oftentimes use biomats for a pre-treatment. I have a chiropractor friend who has what he calls jump seats, and in his hallway between his treatment rooms, he has mini mats on chairs, so that his patients can have a little infrared treatment prior to their chiropractic adjustment, and that, you know, alleviates some of the stress in their musculoskeletal system, so that, you know, their bones and things adjust more easily, and they have a better chiropractic session oftentimes with that.
I completely agree. Before I get a massage, I like to be on the biomat for at least 15 minutes to really loosen everything up.
Exactly. If it can't be during the session, at least have a pre-treatment with it. Exactly. And it's interesting because more and more of the more holistic-minded doctors are incorporating these into their practices as well. And I know that there are families with children that are maybe somewhere on the spectrum, and they will use biomats as a detox tool for them. Oftentimes families have purchased saunas, and, you know, their children won't go in a sauna, but they love the feeling that they receive from being on a biomat. And so a number of families that I know have switched from their unit, their sauna unit, to a biomat for that kind of detox for their children.
That are great. And I've had some athletes come, and I'm not talking professionals, weekend warriors where they like doing 10Ks or even some triathlons and stuff. And the inflammation support that this gives is just amazing. Because I used to do triathlons years ago, and, you know, it just tears your body down when you're actually doing a 6-hour workout almost every day. And these guys will come back and just tell me they just feel fresh the next day. It just really helped to rebuild and repair all those micro tears in their muscles and all that kind of stuff, and they just love it.
Exactly. That's a great example. Exactly.
And I want to tell one other story in terms of post-treatment. One of my clients, her son had knee surgery. His meniscus was torn, and he had some cartilage that was just floating around in there, and they took it out. And her, she brought him directly to my office when they left the outpatient hospital. And his knee was the size of a basketball when he came in, and we just put him on the biomat for probably only about 45 minutes. And it was down to the size of a softball by the time they left my office. That was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The doctor had told him that the swelling would be gone within the first couple of weeks, and by week three, he'd be able to walk on the leg without a cane, and he would be fine. And 9 o'clock that night, his mom called me saying that they just couldn't believe it. He had absolutely no swelling, and he was walking on his knee.
That was pretty much immediate relief. I think that's a great, great testimonial.
Now, he was a 20-year-old kid. You know, his immune system, I'm sure, is in great shape. But still, I mean, it just completely sucked all of the inflammation out of that knee after surgery. So, well, all of that is wonderful. So, let's move on to, I know I personally have an Alkalife water machine. It's another way to get the negative ions into the body. Do you want to talk a little bit about what the difference is and what that product does?
Exactly. I would be happy to do that. Our Alkalife device is a water ionizer, and it there are a couple of benefits, many benefits that come from that. Our device has a range of from neutral pH, which is 7, as low as a 3.5 pH, which is a very, very acidic setting, but it's great for some purposes. And then it also produces water up to 10.5. So alkalizing your system is something we're all trying to achieve. Between our environment and our foods and our diets and things, it's difficult to maintain a 7 pH level. So by adding some higher pH, more alkalized water to your system, it can help to regulate that blood pH level. And I know when I first purchased my Alkalife device, that's been about 5 years ago, I guess. And I drank 10 pH water for almost a year, and it felt as though that's what it took to rehydrate my system. I could feel differences. I could see and feel differences in my skin, just lots of really noticeable signs that it was a beneficial thing for me. Since then, and I've been drinking ionized water for several years now, I drink more of in the range of an 8.5 pH. But one of the things, the ionizers, the alkalinity is a significant part of that, but also the ORP values are significant. So it's almost more important than the alkaline levels. And I know we think a lot about that, but ORP is about oxidation reduction potential that you're able to obtain from your water ionizer. So it's the oxidation that turns an apple brown or rusts the pipes in your, the copper pipes in your home. So what you want to have is a low level of oxidation reduction potential. And this device has been tested and compared with other devices, and is a significant way of reducing that oxidation potential in your system. And it really, that's a more important thing than the alkaline levels, or it's believed to be. And I think right now they're suggesting that alkaline levels for the human body, a range of 8.5 to 9.5 is probably a good daily range for drinking water on a regular basis or in quantities.
And for the Alkalife, is there any downside to drinking the alkaline water?
It sometimes for people, if they drink too high of an alkaline water, they'll actually have maybe some diarrhea or something from that. So it's probably, some of that is almost a detoxification as well. But I think keeping it within a reasonable range, I think that we talk a lot about 10 pH water, but I do believe that we're starting to believe that that's not what you need to do on a real regular basis, that high of pH. And I might, at times when I feel as though I've had overabundance of high acidic foods, I will drink a higher pH water for a while to help regulate that or counterbalance that. But on a general basis, I don't think that that high of 10 or 10 and a half is necessary on a daily basis.
I was real surprised that you said something about skin, and I didn't even realize it, that, yeah, I used to have terribly dry skin, and since I've gotten the Alkalife machine, my skin is not nearly as dry as it used to be.
Exactly. Yeah, it's, and the water molecules are changed. So it's a smaller water molecule, so it's more readily absorbed by your system. So it's a better way of hydrating your system.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
As well as the alkalinity that we've spoken about and the ORP values, you know, it is also a excellent form of filtration for your water as well. So it, lots of benefits from that device.
And what can you use the acidic side for?
I wash all my vegetables with 3.5 pH. So it's for antibacterial or microbial purposes, it's amazing. It'll pretty much destroy just about anything that you don't want on your food. So I rinse everything with 3.5. It also has a setting of 5.5. I use that for skin. That's your acid mantle on your face is about 6.5. We have a setting of 5.5 that's a great setting for washing your face. It's good for your skin. 7 pH is great for taking supplements, you know, a more neutral, neutral setting is great for that. And, you know, I use a higher pH when I'm, I will admit that I do a little caffeine. So when I make coffee, I use a higher pH to hopefully counterbalance some of the acidity of the coffee. So.
Yep. On that note, we're going to go ahead and take our last break. And we come back, we'll finish up with Suzanne and the Biomat.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of feeling stressed out, can't sleep, and in pain?
Learn how to use vibrational medicine as your new first aid kit. While healthcare costs are climbing and there are more and more pharmaceutical side effects, there is another choice. Contact Lynn Waldrop at www.soundcolorandlightforlife.com and see how 1 hour can change your life. Depression, gout, Parkinson's, sciatica, neuropathy, surgery recovery, tennis elbow, ACL tears. You can have a quicker recovery and live the active life you've always wanted to. Visit soundcolorandlightforlife.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Good Vibrations with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is lynnsgoodvibes@att.net. Now, back to Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Lynn Waldrop, Good Vibrations. Today with us is Suzanne Stone. She's the managing director of Which Way International, who is over the Biomat company. And today we're talking about the Biomat and some of the other products that the company has to offer. Suzanne's website is www.biomat101.com. Welcome back, Suzanne.
Thanks, Lynn.
So another new product that's just coming out, in fact, this will be my first time hearing about it as well, is called the Poke Belt. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, this is a new product. I received one last week. We've been waiting on these for several months. It's a minier version of the mini mat. It's about a fourth of the size of the chair-sized Biomat. But it's an interesting design. It's designed similar to maybe a back support belt that you might see someone wearing who's either has back issues or is in a position where they do a lot of lifting, and they'll wear a support belt that Velcros around their waist. Well, this new Biomat is a small area of the same composition as the larger Biomats. A small area, though, about 17 by 8.5, and then it is incorporated into a belt that Velcros, and it comes in a couple of different sizes, and it plugs into the AC outlet just as Biomats do. It has a number of different stones in it, so not just amethyst and tourmaline as some of the other mats have, but several other stones that also have different qualities and benefits in the healing of bodies. And it too can be used, like the mini mat, it can be used in a car if you have an inverter in your car. So you can be sitting at home and have the Biomat either wrapped around your waist or around your knee or around your shoulder or your neck, wherever you are needing that. But then you can unplug yourself from the wall. You can leave it on. It maintains its temperature and the warmth for a while. If you're going to your car, you can then go to your car, and if you have an inverter in your cigarette lighter, you can then plug into the car. So it's going to be a nice tool for people that drive a lot or just have maybe back issues or shoulder issues or knee issues or whatever. And one of the other benefits of this will be for the use in reducing abdominal fat or belly fat. And what our bodies do, it's just the same as with when you have a structural weakness. If you have low back issues, oftentimes people will their bodies will lay down an extra layer of tissue across their sacrum or their lower lumbars to support their back. Well, if your core temperature is low, your body lays down extra fat tissue to insulate your belly. And so
That's what my problem is. I have a low body temperature.
We know what the issue is. So you can actually...
Obviously, one of these is for me.
Yeah, well, I think we all need them.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's great. And so you can place this biomat, the biomat section of the belt, around on your belly, and it'll help with raising your internal temperature. It'll help reduce your belly fat as well. So this is going to be a fun new product for us.
It doesn't have a battery pack or anything where you can walk around with it on. You still have to be plugged in somewhere.
You do need. It's got a longer cord than some of the other biomats, but But the nice thing is it's small now, so you can unplug it and coil up your cords and move around and do other things, and it maintains its heat for quite a while because I've used one.
And does it have varying temperatures as well, or is it pretty much one temperature?
No, it has a temperature range the same as all of the biomats.
Gotcha.
It's a lower wattage, so for an inverter, it's only a 50 watt. The mini mats are 100 watts of power, so if you're purchasing a Radio Shack inverter so that you can use them in the car, this one only requires 50 watts of power. But the same temperature range, 158 down to 95. And so it's going to be a great detoxification tool. It's going to be great for back pain relief, for knee issues, shoulders, and again, in the treatment of some more chronic diseases, this will be a nice, easy application for real specific treatment of specific areas of the body.
When will it be available?
It just became available last week. I received my first one last week.
Very cool.
So it'll be.
And I want to make sure that we get a little information about you out as well, Suzanne. So you, like I said before, you travel all over the country doing different expos and things, demonstrating the biomat to people so that they can experience it. And that was really where I learned about it, was I laid on it at an expo and just went, okay, I already know that this is something I need to get involved in. So why don't you give them a little bit of your schedule and where you're going to be and who they can contact to find a biomat distributor near them.
Great. I will be in San Diego, not this weekend, but the following weekend. There's an Association for Energy Psychologists conference in San Diego at Los Coronado Resort, and that's May 31 through June 3rd. The International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists is having a conference June 20th through 23rd in Skokie, Illinois. And I will be also, while I'm in northern Illinois, I will be at a Bhakti Fest in Madison, Wisconsin the following weekend, which is June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Madison, Wisconsin. And we often do some conferences. The Hay House has been in Tampa most Octobers for a number of Octobers, and we've exhibited there. However, this year it will be in Washington, D.C., which is a new venue for them, and that is in September 7th. It will be their first Hay House conference in Washington, D.C. So
if they're not in one of those particular areas, how can they find out where a biomat distributor near them is?
They're welcome to contact me. You can go to my website. There's a link on my website to my, so you can send an email. My email address is biomat101@AOL.com. If you contact me, I can certainly hook you up with someone in your area that would be a distributor. Lynn is one as well, so she has some information and people in her world that might also be able to help you with that. If it seems as though it's something that might be of interest from a business point of view for any of you. We are going to be having a conference, a training conference in my world in Marco Island, Florida, in October with the owners of the company. And that will be October 25th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. In Marco Island, Florida. So for training purposes, that's going to be quite an opportunity for people. We're having good response to that and expecting a good turnout and a fun training weekend right here in Marco.
Well, very cool. Well, Suzanne, thank you so much for being on the show today and telling everybody all about the great benefits of the BioMat. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, and to everyone else out there, next week, Jerry Levine will be on with Erlen Lenses, and yes, she'll actually be on. I know I mentioned that last time. I messed up, but she will be on talking about Erlen Lenses, which is another form of color therapy. It's great for people, especially with reading disabilities. If you've ever been told you're dyslexic or different things like that, a lot of times these Erlen colored lenses can change your world literally just by looking through a color. So we look forward to that next week, and I thank you all for joining us, and I hope you have a week of great health.
Thank you again for joining us for Good Vibrations. Catch the wave to better health. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a good and healthy week.